Beauty matters in a Christian wedding ceremony. A well-designed ceremony can help people listen. It can help the bride and groom feel honored. It can help guests sense reverence. It can make scripture memorable. It can create a moment of dignity, joy, and sacred attention. But in Christian wedding ministry, beauty is never the highest authority. Beauty serves covenant. That sentence is one of the most important lessons in this course. The modern wedding world often places enormous pressure on visual beauty. The venue must be perfect. The flowers must be perfect. The lighting must be perfect. The photography must be perfect. The vows must be emotionally perfect. The ceremony must feel unique, personal, and unforgettable. Some of that desire is understandable. Marriage is important. The couple wants the day to matter. But Christian officiants must gently resist the idea that beauty creates the meaning of marriage. It does not. Christian marriage is received from God. It is rooted in creation, affirmed by Jesus, shaped by covenant, and lived under Christ. The bride and groom do not create the truth of marriage. They enter the truth of marriage before God. Their ceremony may be beautiful, but beauty is not Lord. Their story may be meaningful, but story is not sovereign. Their emotions may be strong, but emotions are not ultimate. Their vows may be personal, but vows are not private self-expression. They are public promises before God. This is where lifelong covenant formation begins. The beautiful ceremony should point to the beautiful life of faithfulness. The flowers will fade, the music will end, the photographs will be stored, the guests will go home, the couple will return to ordinary life, and then the real formation begins. How will they speak when they are tired? How will they forgive when they are hurt? How will they handle money? How will they pray? How will they honor each other's bodies as embodied souls? How will the husband practice Christ-like love without domination or harshness? How will the wife practice faithful strength without fear or self-erasure? How will they resist cultural stories that reduce marriage to self-fulfillment? How will they keep Christ at the center? Ephesians 5 presents marriage as more than private romance. It connects husband and wife to Christ and the church. That does not make marriage abstract. It makes marriage holy. Husband and wife are called to live covenant love in ordinary embodied life. The groom is called to covenant faithfulness, sacrificial love, protection without domination, tenderness without passivity, strength without harshness, and surrender to Christ. The bride is called to covenant faithfulness, wisdom, dignity, strength without hardness, beauty without performance, peace without self-erasure, and surrender to Christ. These are not stereotypes. They are formation pathways under Christ. A Christian wedding ceremony should plant seeds for that kind of life. Ministry Sciences helps us notice that public words form imagination. If the ceremony only celebrates attraction, the couple may think marriage depends on attraction. If the ceremony only celebrates personal story, the couple may think marriage depends on self-expression. If the ceremony only celebrates beauty, the couple may think marriage depends on the feeling of beauty. But if the ceremony celebrates covenant under Christ, the couple is invited into something deeper. The final goal of this course is not just better ceremonies, it is better wedding ministers. Ministers who can write with warmth, lead with calm, use AI wisely, protect privacy, honor embodied souls, reject postmodern your truth language, affirm the historical Christian view of marriage, design beauty that serves covenant, and send couples into marriage with truth, dignity, and grace. A Christian ceremony should be beautiful. But the greater beauty is a marriage formed over time by Christ-centered love.